Hi, I'm Daniel Likis, and welcome to Bible Verses 101, where timeless scriptures meets everyday life, guiding hearts, inspiring faith, and shining light through God's Word. And today I have my special guest. Well, she is my avid regular guest. She is an instructional designer, author, college professor, and a fellow podcast host. No other than Miss Jackie Pellegrin.
Hi, Daniel. Good to see you. I think this is my fourth time, right?
Yes. Fourth time indeed. And thank you so much for being part on Bible Verses 101. So can you please introduce more about yourself that I miss?
Sure. So I've been in the instructional design field working in higher education. I've done a little bit of corporate, but for the past 15 years I've been doing that and I enjoy it a lot. I like to be able to change lives, and I work for not only a Christian organization doing that, but I also teach. I've been doing that almost 5 years now, and I work for do teaching for Grand Canyon University, which is one of the largest Christian universities. So I get to actually live out God's word every day, which is really great. And so my work reflects through that, and I'm able to live out my faith in my work. So it's a blessing. I think God called me to it for a reason. So it's amazing. I love it.
It's a blessing indeed. And thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and wisdom through the word of God. That is Jackie. And today, what is your favorite verse that you want to share to the world?
Yes. So in Ephesians chapter 6, there is the part about the armor of God. And a few years ago, I actually did a devotional at work about this, about the armor of God, because I was facing, every time I would do a devotional or I would get ready to do something that was in that realm of being able to prepare to give the word to people through devotionals, I would get attacked. And so I thought, you know what, I really need to do this one on the armor of God. So I thought this would be a good one. And I can read from verses 13 through 17, because that's where the different pieces of armor are. And then we can talk about that. So I'll read from NIV, verse 13. Yep. So therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. So it says stand twice. Then it says stand firm then. So we hear stand three times. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Those are beautiful. All those pieces.
Beautiful. Beautiful, yes. Miss Jackie. So before we discuss individual pieces, Paul begins by telling us to put on the full armor of God. Why is the completeness of the armor so critical, Miss Jackie? What happens if we neglect even one piece of that armor?
Yes, I think if we neglect one piece, we're not fully protected. So what's interesting about when this was written is the Apostle Paul wrote this while he was in prison, and he wrote it to kind of speak to the Romans and people that were in Rome, Christians that knew about the Roman soldier and what the pieces of armor were. But if you notice, all the pieces of armor are to protect us from the front, right? Not from really behind. I mean, unless it's the breastplate is, you know, protects you from the front. But what happens is if we don't put on all the pieces of armor, it's not about physical protection, it's about spiritual protection. So if we don't have the helmet on, then we can't protect ourselves against the thoughts, right, that the enemy can bring our way. If we don't protect, you know, ourselves with the breastplate, then we don't have the righteousness. So if we're missing one piece, then we don't have that full protection. And so even like the sword of the Spirit, if we don't have a good knowledge of the word of God, because that's the sword of the Spirit, it's the word of God, then we're not going to be able to stand up against what what comes against us in this world. So, and the spiritual forces, right? Like it says, are the one, that's what we're really fighting against. It's not what's here, but it's those spiritual battles that we're, and the unseen ones that we're fighting against. And yeah, so it's important to put on every piece every day.
Paul says our struggle is not against flesh and blood, Miss Jackie. How does misunderstanding our true enemy be ineffective with spiritual warfare warfare and broken human relationships?
Yeah, so I think sometimes what can happen is people think that what they're fighting is here on earth, but they tend to forget, even believers can forget that there's the unseen battles that are going on. So those are actually more powerful, because I've actually been through situations like that before that have been a little bit frightening at first, but I knew that God was there for me. So where I felt, like I said before, you know, where I felt like I was being attacked by the enemy. And there's been times, it's kind of scary, Daniel, but I don't know if anybody else has gone through this, but there were times where I felt like there was something spiritual there that was not good in my midst. And so like where I could physically feel something like, I don't know, it was just, it wasn't really anything like I could feel like the actual, like something that I could, I don't know, it was just something I knew that was spiritual there. But then as soon as I started praying this, and I prayed to the Lord just to be there for me, I felt that uneasiness and that spiritual just heaviness go away. And so that's, I think, a good example of how sometimes if you feel that uneasiness, or if you feel something that just doesn't seem right, then I think that's your intuition, and that's the Holy Spirit trying to speak through you and give you that intuition. And so I say, listen to that voice, because that voice is really good. And just pray to the Lord and just say, be, you know, continue to be with me. He's always with you. But I think, you know, when you call upon him and you ask him to protect you, I think, and then just start thinking about all those pieces of armor and how they protect you in different ways. I think that's helpful.
The command to stand your ground appears multiple times, Miss Jackie. In a spiritual sense, what does standing look like in the midst of intense attack or doubt, fear, or temptation?
Yeah, so it's interesting because, like, it's, you know, it said stand your ground and then to stand. So we know that's important. So I think oftentimes we feel like, you know, it's something that we can't do. And of course we can't do it on our own. We have to have the wisdom of God and his protection and his help towards that. So I think whenever we feel like that's hard to do, you know, we take that posture of standing firm, right? So I think it's not just standing, but it's standing firm in our beliefs and our faith, and knowing that when we do that, even though we may face those fiery darts, like it talks about, you know, we have that shield that's to help protect us. So when those fiery darts come at us, and, you know, when we feel like we're going to fall, I would say lean on the Lord and go into scripture and really lean into that and know that it's there for a reason for us.
The armor itself and the practical application, Miss Jackie. Mm-hmm. In a Roman soldier armor, the belt held everything together. How does embracing God's truth as our core reality guard or secure our spiritual and emotional life, preventing us from coming undone?
Right. So yeah, the belt, yes, it's that, like you said, the truth of righteousness. And so it's true. I mean, the belt that held, you know, for a Roman soldier, that held all of their weapons, like their sword and all of that. So if they didn't have the belt, they wouldn't be able to be effective as a soldier in fighting the enemy. So I think that's so important for us to have that belt on, to have that truth. So we can, you know, kind of gird ourselves up for that, right? Yes, exactly. And then that breastplate too, that kind of goes along with it. The truth and the righteousness go hand in hand, right? So I think being able to have both is really important. But yeah, that belt, it often gets overlooked, but I think it's so important, especially today in society when truth seems to be relative. It's like, well, you know, God's truth yes. doesn't change. His truth is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Even Jesus said that, you know, that it's the same always. So when we feel like the society is shaking, and when, you know, things around us are kind of blowing in the wind and shaking, then, you know we can depend upon that truth. So I think that's a good reminder for us with the armor of God to maintain God's truth and not try to be swayed by what other people or what society tells us is the truth or their truth, right?
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. And Miss Jackie, practically, how do we actively put on the belt of the truth each day? Is it through scripture memorization, prayerful meditation, or something else?
Ooh, I think it's both of those. I think scripture is really helpful. I think also meditating and having some quiet time with the Lord and putting that time aside, because it's so easy to get busy. So I think one thing that people can do is set aside some time every day, even if it's just 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever, you know, however much time you have, set aside that time to read some scripture. I utilize the Bible app. I love the Bible app because it gives me that reminder every day that there's the verse of the day. And then oftentimes I'll go in like a minute right now, and they do have also, you know, a section at on the homepage, and it has a video that goes along with that. And it's usually from a spiritual teacher or a pastor or someone like that, that can kind of guide you along with that. And then they have a guided prayer as well. So I would say maybe even start somewhere like that, where you know that you can have that guided, those steps every day that you can take, and then just spend some quiet time with the Lord and know that that's going to help strengthen you in no matter what circumstances you face. And I think that's part of putting on the armor of God too, of being able to do that. So so I would say both. I would say reading the word and meditating, because, you know, there's other countries around the world like China, and I think even North Korea, there's other countries where people can't have a Bible openly in public, and we're allowed to here in the United States. So,
yes.
Yeah. So we need to make sure that we do not take that for granted, because, you know, as I think I mentioned it in one of the other episodes that we did, that, you know, that someone had mentioned in a video one time, I think it was Alyssa Childers. She had mentioned if we were banned from having the Bible in the United States, what would we do as Christians? Would we be able to still have that ability to be able to go to it without physically having a copy of it or having it on our phone? So yeah, I think memorizing it as much as you can is so important, or at least having it close to your heart and knowing that when you need that, then you can draw upon those verses that will help you through that situation. So yeah, absolutely.
Miss Jackie, the shoes of the Gospel of Peace. This seems paradoxical, going into battle wearing shoes of peace. How does the assurance of our peace with God through the gospel give us a stability and readiness to advance even in chaos?
Yes. Yeah. I love that, because if we don't have the shoes of peace, right, we're not ready to proclaim the gospel. We're not ready to defend the gospel and defend our faith. So I think that's so important, because in times of uncertainty and what we see going on, and just even in the United States, but if you look around the world, just everything that's going on and conflict and everything, I think peace is such an important aspect that often is overlooked. And so I think it's important. And you know, like the Lord, even Jesus even said that there's peace that surpasses all understanding. And so that's whenever I read this and I see the gospel, the shoes of peace, I think of that there's peace that surpasses all understanding. So it goes beyond maybe what our minds can fathom sometimes, I think. But yeah, if we look to God and we look to his wisdom, I think he can give us that peace in the midst of the chaos around us, because we know that chaos is not something of God. That's the enemy. So we have to be able to discern that. And I think that wearing those shoes really helps us to be ready for defending our faith and defending the love that we have for our Savior as well.
The helmet of salvation, Miss Jackie, the helmet protects the mind. How does actively remembering and assuring ourselves for our salvation guard against attacks like despair, hopelessness, and identity confusion?
Oh, yes. That's especially today, you know, like when we talked about on your Mental Health 101 podcast episode, and we were talking about the importance of that and you know, the self-care and trying to ward off any negative thoughts like depression, like you mentioned. So I think it's so important to have that helmet and be able to know that we can take the enemy's lies and thoughts that he's trying to put in our heads and be able to ward those off. So I think it's so important. And that helps us to understand that once we're saved, once we've accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, then we're written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And it talks about that in Revelation, right? So we know that that's important because the enemy's done this to me many times, has tried to tell me, oh, you've made a mistake, you're not good enough. And I'm like, oh, okay. But if you hear that often enough, you start to believe it. So that's when we need to recognize that whenever we hear things like that, and whenever we start to feel confused about something, then I would say go to Scripture and see, what does it say about who we are? We're adopted into God's family. And once we accept that, then we know that we're saved, and we can't do anything to have that taken away from us. So I think it's important to know that once you're adopted into the family, that's it. You're forever in the family of God. So yes. Yeah.
You're the member of the family that being protected. Yes. The sword of the Spirit, Miss Jackie, is the only offensive weapon in the list. Why is it significant in the Word of God, spoken and applied by the Spirit, is our primary means of advancing, not just defending?
Yes. Yeah, it's so important. I'm glad you brought up, too, that the sword is the only defensive one, right? Everything else is to protect us as offensive, and the sword is meant to do that. So I think the reason why it's like that is because the Spirit is there to help us defend our faith. And the Word of God is that defense that we need. So I think that's why Paul connected that sword with the Spirit and the Word of God, is because we use that as our defense for everything that's good, everything that's righteous. You know, even I'm trying to remember what it's in, but it says whatever is, I think it's in the Old Testament, whatever is good, whatever is lovely, whatever is faithful, right? Think on those things. So I think we can look to some of the other scriptures to kind of tie to that. So I think it's so important because when we do think on those good things and the Word of God, I think it really helps to have that. And it helps to defend us against the things that are not so good in this world. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. So how did Jesus himself model the use of each piece of this armor during his earthly ministry, especially during his temptation in the wilderness?
Oh, yes, that's very important. And, you know, that brings me to there was a movie I saw on Prime Video, and it was about that period of time where he was going through the temptation. And I actually did think about the armor of God, too. So it's interesting you brought that up, because I think it's so important, because as he was going through each of those pieces of temptation, and the enemy was going to him and saying, if you're God, right here, you can do this. And he would tempt him with all the pride of life and all of those different things that are from the Old Testament. So very interesting how you can see the parallels. So I think it's, you can look to Jesus for that and see that no matter what he was faced with and what he was tempted with, he went to the Word of God. And he said, you know, he said, the Word of God says this. And he went to Deuteronomy every time and was able to back up what he was called to do. So it was pretty amazing to see that no matter what he was presented with by the enemy, he was able to rebuke that and say, no, I, you know, when he tried to give him, you know, the kingdoms, and he's like, here, you know, oh, turn the stone into bread. And he said, no, you know, man does not live by bread alone, but by the word of God. And so, yeah, so it's really amazing to see that he was able to overcome that through every temptation. So I just don't remember the name of the movie, but it might have been called The Temptation of Christ or something like that. But if anybody wants to look it up, it's a good movie, and it really shows the struggle that he went through during that time in the desert, and how he kept going. He kept having these visions of when he was younger along the way. So it wasn't just in the current time, but he would have these visions of when he was younger. And so it was very, very interesting to see that. And just to see what he went through spiritually. It was physical too, but I think more so it was spiritual what he went through. So I think recognizing that and knowing that it goes beyond what he physically went through. But, you know, even when we look at the Garden of Gethsemane, right, when he was going through that, yes, he was going through the physical pain and even through the cross, but it was more than that. And I've read this before, that it's more than the physical. It's the spiritual what he went through, more so. That was more the suffering than the physical. So it's amazing that we can look upon that and say, wow, you know what? It's more than physical. It's the spiritual. So that's why we need this armor so much. And I think he's a good reminder of that, why we need it.
So, Miss Jackie, before we wrap up our discussion for today, I'm inviting you to please do listen to my other podcast, people. My other podcast, because my abstract essay is already in fifth season. Abstract Poetry in second season. I'm a Book 101 review in fifth season, too. Comedy 101 in second season. I'm a Food 101 in fifth season as well. Geography 101 in fourth season. And my baby podcast, Law 101 and Mental Health 101. Love Letters in fourth season. And Movie 101 review and Music 101 in fourth season, and Science 101 and Sex 101 in second season. Please listen to them wherever you listen to your podcast. So, Miss Jackie, for the last questions that I want to ask, this seems is a paradoxical verse that internalizes in our daily life. Yes. Paul specifies that shield extinguishes is all the flaming arrows of the evil one. What are some common flaming arrows you see today?
Oh, that's great. I love that question. I would say some of the flaming arrows that can come about, and that's come about for me, is doubt. Not feeling like I'm, you know, good enough for something, or just general attacks, like feeling like my faith isn't strong enough, or that God's not going to accept me, and things like that. So I would say, you know, things like that, that's where what the enemy does is he looks for those weak areas in our life. And then that's what he uses as a flaming arrow. So I think that's where we need to take that shield and use that, and to protect ourselves against those little flaming arrows that can come after us, big and little, right? Because it can be little things, or it can be big things. But yeah, I would say, you know, or even straying away from someone in your life, you know, you get so busy that you know, so it can be busyness. It can be it can be all kinds of things that I think can stray us away from God and take us down that path where he tries to just isolate us from our friends, our family, things like that. That can be easy too.
Yeah. Indeed. People, the armor of God described in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13 to 17, is a powerful metaphor for spiritual resources. God provides believers to stand firm against evil. It is not a physical suit or sweet, but spiritual defense mechanism, a system for a war waged not against people, but against dark spiritual forces. The armor consists of the belt of truth, which is, well, help us to make us, well, believe in him more, to make us honesty, to be honest and have integrity. The breastplate of righteousness, which protect us, our hearts, with Christ's virtue, the shoes of the gospel of peace, which is ready us to stand on and share God's message of reconciliation, the shield of faith distinguish the enemy's lies and accusations. And Miss Jackie, would you like to plug in something? And thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and wisdom to the world. So can you please invite our listeners to support your podcast, your advocacy, or whatever projects that you're doing right now?
Absolutely. Yeah. So you have my website up there. They can find me on Designing with Love blog or on my Buzzsprout website, either place. I'm also, just like you, available on all major podcast platforms like Apple, Spotify, all of that. And they can find me on Buy Me a Coffee if they want to support the creative work, because I'm finishing up the manuscript right now on my book as of this recording. So I'm hoping by next spring or next summer, I'll have that first book published. So if they want to support the work there, they can do that. And then professionally, they can find me on LinkedIn if they want to connect there as well.
Yes, people will support Ms. Jackie Pellegrin, because if you support her, for sure, more and more empowering episodes of the podcast, more and more empowering, well, books to come. For sure. So, Miss Jackie, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Daniel. I appreciate it. Look forward to being back on again.
Yes, please do come over. Morticon people, see you soon.